You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music found on this show, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com.
Said, "You think this will get there by Friday, ma'am?" She says, "I get off work at 9:15.
Extraordinary!
You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack. I'm Rob Pingle, and I am a January baby. I don't know how I didn't become a hockey star being born in January at all, according to the statistics, but instead I'm here with you sharing six of my favorite songs by Canadian artists of all time. Started things off with Joel Plaskett from The Emergencies, False Alarms, Shipwrecks, Castaways, Fragile Creatures, Special Features, Demons, and Demonstrations. You heard the 2002 version of Extraordinary. Joel Plaskett is extraordinary. It's great to see that he is performing with the National Art Center Orchestra in Ottawa on April 12th. His latest album is called Scrappy Happiness, and basically anything Joel Plaskett has released in his career is in my record collection, and I think it should be in yours as well. Up next on my list of six favorite artists is Rio Statics. I remember when my friend introduced me to the Rio Statics, they were just starting out and I think it was Melville or Whale Music that he got me into, but I'm selecting from Introducing Happiness. This was the album that I think was supposed to be the one that made them world famous. It didn't quite make it, but I think they're world famous in Canada. We're going to hear the tune Fan Letter to Michael Jackson. It just makes me want to air guitar all over the place, and I hope you do too. While you're listening to the Rio Statics from Introducing Happiness, this is Fan Letter to Michael Jackson.
Shutter, how the years have dragged.
That was Triple Oceanic Experience by King Cobb Steely from their 1994 album Project Twinkle. Man, I love this band. That album was produced by Bill Laswell, an amazing dub producer out of the States. I don't understand how they managed to get into his studio and work with him back then. It's nice to see that they're still around. They just released an EP called Goodbye Arcadia, and it's available over at the Zunier.com website. There are good tracks on that little four-song EP. It's well worth the price of admission. Another thing to note is that the Rio Statics back catalog, a tribute album, and some live releases found nowhere else can be found at Zunier.com. So please go and listen to everything you can by the Rio Statics and King Cobb Steely. Well, pretty much every band that I'm featuring here on this podcast, these are all my favorites of all my life, I think, you know, Canadian related. Well, six of them. Anyways, coming up next is Hayden. Where and When is just a gorgeous song. It makes me feel like, it makes me feel exactly the way the video looks. If you have not seen Hayden's Where and When, you should watch it as soon as possible. It is almost feels like it's not safe for work. Feels like something's going to happen and you're going to feel dirty, but then that doesn't happen and you just end up feeling really happy. I've been listening to Hayden since his very first release, the full length Everything I Long For. I still long to make a video for the movie or a movie for the song Skate, but that will have to wait until later. For now, let's listen to Where and When by Hayden here on the Home Game Six Pack.
Snow was falling down like pieces. I've had this lock of your hair now for half a century or more. I keep it in a matchbox in the pocket of my coat. Saturdays I go to town just to make them laugh. I learned to drive when I was 65 years old, and I sit poker straight behind the wheel. Mother died of influenza when we kids were small. Father never smiled again and seemed to shrink with every passing year. Everybody sighed, put your hands on your hips, 'cause when I get those old songs in my head, can't keep my fingers off. I read that poetry, they like the eights the best, and frankly, so do I. Who wouldn't like to wake up on the Isle of Innisfree to mock about that be like great like she? Everybody sighed, put your hands on your hips. What's good enough for chickens is plenty good enough. Lock of your hair now for half a century or more. I keep it in a matchbox in the pocket of my coat.
You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack, and that was the lovely and talented Christine Fellows from the album Nevertheless. You heard the song The Spinster's Almanac. And Christine just does such a good job of creating characters. I remember when I was a kid, the reason I like this song is because when I was a kid first learning how to drive, I would pretend that I was an old man driving a car. And she talks about this old woman driving a car. And we drove our cars a bit differently, but her imagination just sparks imagination in my brain. And then I'm happy to share it with you. You can find Christine Fellows' albums available at zoonier.com. She's got a new one due out in 2014. It's called Burning Daylight. It's a full-length album of minimalist Klondike show tunes, and it will come alongside her first collection of poetry, which will be out on ARP Books. Now, the last artist I've got lined up for you is Mr. Jeff Berner. His latest project is also a book. It's called Festival Man, and it comes with an all-star album. If you purchase the novel Festival Man, in it you will get a download code so that you can listen to all of Jeff Berner's friends covering Jeff Berner songs. And some of those songs that are on there are not available anywhere else, as far as I can figure out. For the meantime, as we leave and I celebrate my birthday, I think the only way to do it is with Victory Party from his last full-length album entitled Victory Party. This is Jeff Berner, and please keep on listening to the Home Game Six Pack. You can find it on homegameradio.com or zoonier.com. I'm Rob Pingle. Find me on Facebook at Rob Pingle or on Twitter at Rob Pingle, and let us get ready for the Victory Party with Jeff Berner coming up right now.
I was dreaming when I heard the announcement. The struggle was over and we had won it. Under the victory party was imminent. So I started looking to find it. came upon a blinded veteran warming his hands by the fire in an oil drum. I said, comrade, can you give me directions? I'm lost on the way to the celebration. I'm looking for the victory party. He said, you can't miss it, cross what's left of the train bridge. Then left at the charred remains of the orphanage. Right at the pile of dog chew corpses of men and women and dogs and horses. After hours of weary searching, I was weary and sick and lurching down the steps of a dark red tavern. I recognized the music playing. Dance with a lady in a low light there. I knew we were right on the brink of our best years. She said, I've been saving these fishnet stockings, and this is a special occasion. They fed me whiskey and I said, I'm surprised now. Still got shivers regal. They said we mix it in the back in a washer, and then we color it up with some brown soap. I drag it down with cheerful avidity. I don't want a reputation for negativity. I raise my glass and look live, everybody.
Listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music heard on this program, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com.